It's a five-game MLB slate, and three of the games have weather concerns. What a night, Mike McClure.
What a night indeed. We've got rain, we've got only five games, and we've got three elite starting pitchers with Max Scherzer, Chris Sale, and Justin Verlander.
It sounds like exactly the type of the night where you need to listen to the Sportsline DFS podcast. We're going to give you the winning plays, and then you need to go to Sportsline this evening after we've sorted all this weather stuff out, see what Mike's optimal lineup is. If you have not subscribed yet, you should go. You should use the promo code DFSPodcast. You should get your first month for just $1 and start making money on DFS. We only have one team that's even implied for five runs on this slate, Mike. It's the Boston Red Sox, the Cubs and Braves, both at 4.8. Who is your favorite stack of the night?
I think it's probably the Boston Red Sox still. I like Trevor Cahill a little bit early in the season in his first couple starts. It's a lot different story when you put him on the road at Fenway in this park shift. And really, the bullpen behind him is about as bad as it gets in Major League Baseball. So I'm going to go with the Boston Red Sox on their home field.
Boston Red Sox have some pretty good BVP against Cahill, but not all of them. For my contrarian stack, I apologize to Dodgers fans. I'm actually going to say the contrarian stack of the night is, again, the Dodgers against a left-handed pitcher, Caleb Smith. But I don't think he's a bad lefty. He's just a questionable lefty. He does have a strikeout percentage over 30% this year. That's pretty good. In fact, it's elite. So Smith will actually be my contrarian starting pitcher. On a small slate, I don't play many lineups. I may play two lineups on DraftKings tonight, one with a Dodgers stack, one with Caleb Smith.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Caleb Smith, he's definitely not a bad lefty. We liked the Dodgers against left-handed pitching last night, so I'm in agreement there. I will probably do the same, have one Caleb Smith lineup and one Dodgers stack. The thing about the Dodgers stack is we're going to be looking there for some cheap value anyway in cash game lineups.
Absolutely. As far as dong chasers go, wait, first, I can't give the dong chasers without giving the BVP because it might change Mike's mind. Albert Pujols, 969 OPS, two dongs in 34 plate appearances against Justin Verlander. We have Freddie Freeman with a 1392 OPS against Tyler Chatwood. That's not why I'm picking Freddie Freeman, but he is my dong chaser's pick. Eduardo Nunez, 1375 OPS, two dongs off Trevor Cahill. We'll hope he's in a lineup. And then a very fun one, just for Adam Azer, Neil Walker has three dongs in his career against Max Scherzer.
Wow.
Am I supposed to comment on that? I'm moved by that?
Are you moved by that?
I'm not moved by that. You know, if it were in Yankee Stadium, maybe I'd take a flyer. But no, I am not moved by that. Sorry.
And that's probably the least likely game to play today in Washington, D.C. So be very careful with your Nationals, including Max Scherzer. On the bad side, George Springer, 2-for-16 off Garrett Richards. Mike Trout, 2-for-23 against Verlander, and Mike McClure's dong chasers pick, Hanley Ramirez, 3-for-22 in his career against Trevor Cahill.
That's right. We don't care about BVP over on my side, so Hanley Ramirez will be my dong chasers pick, and he may not get one against Cahill, but he will against the bullpen if he doesn't against Cahill.
Chris Towers taking, I believe, the first number 8 hitter in the history of dong chasers, Yasiel Puig. Puig, one of the few righties that is not good against lefties or hasn't been in his career. But he is going to go with Puig against Caleb Smith. I'm taking Freddie Freeman. Mike's taking Hanley Ramirez. And Adam is taking Anthony Rizzo, I think. He went back and forth
Chris
between Rizzo and Bryant. It is Rizzo.
Chris Bryant.
So definitely get Anthony Rizzo in your lineup.
Yeah,
folks.
Rizzo should not be just barely less expensive than Chris Bryant. I mean, Rizzo's still not hitting great. Bryant, I thought there'd be a bigger price difference. There isn't. So
Rizzo's been on fire. He's had an outstanding May.
But not like the last few days.
Okay.
He's
all
still
right.
Hitting like 200 this year.
Okay. Fair enough.
202.
Mike, there is a lot of concern in Washington, D.C. Do you think that game plays tonight?
I don't know that I think that one plays. I'm avoiding it right now. I'm certainly avoiding Max Scherzer, knowing that I have Chris Sale and Verlander to pick from. There's guys that I might want to use in terms of hitting. The guy that stands out the most that I want to use is Howie Kendrick, just because he's second base, outfield eligible, and he's cheap on DraftKings. But for the most part, I'm going to be fading this game.
All right. And where else do we have weather concerns?
We have a little bit of weather concerns in Boston for Chris Sale. And we've also got weather concerns in Atlanta. I think that those are pretty minor, especially the Atlanta one. I think that game should play. You know, we could see like an in-game delay or something like that with Chris Sale. But at this point, certainly not enough to take me off the hitters. And I'm probably still comfortable using Chris Sale.
Do you think, assuming that it doesn't look like we're going to have a delay, Chris Sale is the chalk on this slate? I mean, Verlander's got a very good Angels lineup. Sale going up against the Athletics. Do you prefer Sale to Verlander if weather's not an issue?
If weather is not an issue, I do prefer Sale to Verlander, and I do think he will be the chalk on the slate, especially on DraftKings. I do think that Sale will be the chalk, and that is who I prefer.
I wonder if over on FanDuel, Walker Buehler's 9,500. That's really expensive. He's been awesome and gets the Marlins, though. Do you think Buehler is the chalk on FanDuel?
It really, really depends on... Yeah, I mean, it could be. I think it'll probably be Verlander or Sale. I don't think there really will be much chalk on FanDuel. I mean, it'll be one of those three guys, but I think it's going to be distributed pretty evenly because, you know, you can get Chris Sale and still build a relatively, you know, good-looking lineup on paper. But dropping down to Buehler does give you enough savings to where you can really get in one or two of the bigger names on the hitting side. So I think it's going to be pretty evenly dispersed. I don't think there's going to be one guy that's like 50% owned.
Are there any cheap starting pitchers that you like, or are you leaning towards Caleb Smith with me to pair with Sales?
I think that Caleb Smith is as far down as I'm going tonight at starting pitching. You know, on DraftKings and some lineups, I'll be looking to get Chris Sale and Walker Buehler together as my starting pitchers. So I don't think that I'm really looking at the cheap guys much at all tonight.
We do have to make a decision over on DraftKings. We can start our FanDuel lineup with Freeman and Hanley. We cannot do that on DraftKings. So who do you prefer tonight, Freddie Freeman or Hanley Ramirez?
Well, I think that the answer to that question is going to depend on what we do at starting pitching. If we're going to try and play Walker Buehler and Chris Sale together, I think it's pretty clearly going to have to be Hanley. I think if we want to play Chris Sale and Caleb Smith together, then I think it's, you know, pretty easy that we go with Freddie Freeman. I'm going to be taking both, so it's just a matter of your opinion for what you want to do for the show lineup here.
Well, my opinion's been so good the last 2 days. We're rolling with me, Caleb Smith, and Freddie Freeman. So we've got Sale, Smith, and Freeman on DraftKings. We are going to try on FanDuel to start out with Sale, Freeman, and Hanley. We are going to need some value plays tonight. We'll start out at catcher. Another really questionable night at the catcher position. Are we just trying to play it cheap?
Yeah, I think at this point you've got to play it cheap. I mean, look, if you've got the cap to spend, I think Yasmani Grandal against Caleb Smith is probably the high end, or Wilson Contreras, but both of those guys are probably priced out at this point. So I think it's going to be, whatever cheap catcher we can find in the lineup.
Who's your favorite right now as far as your expectations for tonight's lineups?
Oh man, it's really, really tough to tell you who I think is going to be in there. Maybe Kurt Suzuki somewhere in there. Catcher is ugly. It's going to be one of the last positions filled out tonight once we see some lineups. No doubt about that.
We'll just leave it that way then. We will, we'll move on to second base because we've got our first baseman, Freeman. I like Rizzo also and Hanley Ramirez. We'll just take a look at second base. Who's your favorite second baseman on the slate, knowing that we need to save money on both sides?
Well, we've got a little bit of an issue here because on DraftKings, my favorite second baseman is against our pitcher, Caleb Smith. That's Kike Hernandez, who does hit left-handed pitching well. Really a price play there. If we don't want to use Kike, I would recommend probably either Ben Zobrist or Howie Kendrick. I think Zobrist is a must play on the slate, but you can also use him in the outfield, and he's outfield eligible on FanDuel. Second base, you know, it was Kike Hernandez.
I don't really expect the game in Washington to play. So then it turns into a four game slate. I don't know that you're going to get around using a hitter against your pitcher tonight.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, you're right. So it's probably, you're Kike Hernandez, and then the other guy that we didn't mention that I should have there is Eduardo Nunez. He should be in the lineup for the Red Sox. I think that he's someone that you're going to want to play tonight.
Yeah, we'll lock Nunez in over on FanDuel because he is under $3,000. Howie Kendrick, not really very cheap on FanDuel tonight, and we need value plays. What are you looking at third base?
So at third base, that's where I mentioned Kike is actually third base on FanDuel. On DraftKings at third base, I have Justin Turner as the number one value. I think that he makes a lot of sense on that site. Again, I know we're picking on our pitcher there, but he's the guy that I have locked in at third base over on DraftKings.
You're really kind of making me not want to play Caleb Smith now.
Well, it's really just a matter of price tonight and the way everything's shaking out, because I would love to tell you I want to play Anthony Rendon, but I don't think that game's going to play. So I think that that's obviously a major issue. We can't play Chris Bryant because of the price point on FanDuel. So yeah, you're in a really, really tough spot by, you know, you kind of mentioned that you might have lineups where you have Caleb Smith and you stack against him. It might be as simple as you're picking on Caleb Smith with your FanDuel lineup and you're playing Caleb Smith on DraftKings.
We are going to go ahead and switch over to Walker Buehler and Hanley Ramirez on DraftKings so we can play Kike Hernandez and Justin Turner in that lineup. Over on FanDuel, we've got Kike in at third base. We've got $2,375 remaining for a shortstop and three outfielders. Mike, I need a bargain, a punt on FanDuel tonight at either shortstop or outfield.
Yeah, well, we've got one with Ben Zobrist. $2,600. He's not quite the punt, but he's someone that we have to play at $2,600. And then after that, we really need to kind of hope that we get the, you know, favorable lineups with Boston and the Chicago Cubs. We need Jackie Bradley Jr. is someone that we could play. He should be in the lineup. He's $2,500. Again, that's knocking down our total even further. So we need to hopefully have Jason Hayward in the lineup, who is minimum price. If Hayward is in the lineup, we can make this work.
And Hayward is possibly going to return from the disabled list. We thought he might come back on Monday. He did not. So we've just been kind of waiting on that. I guess there's a possibility in a lineup where you don't have Walker Buehler, like on FanDuel, you play someone like Derek Dietrich for $2,100.
Yes, Derek Dietrich for $2,100 would be next in line and the pivot that I would put in over Jason Hayward if he was not in the lineup tonight.
So that leaves us $2,400 for a shortstop and an outfielder. Again, if you're playing Chris Sale tonight, which I don't think is necessarily a bad idea, you really got to find some bargains, and that is not very easy.
No, it is not easy. I mean, there will probably be a shortstop at $2,400 or less that is in the lineup still. I don't know exactly which one it'll be yet, but there should be one that will be in the lineup if you want to fill out that lineup with Chris Sale. But playing Sale, Freeman, and Hanley together is going to be tough.
We're going to go ahead and make another little adjustment. This is the type of slate that we are presented with on FanDuel tonight. We're not going to play Derek Dietrich. We are going to play Walker Buehler on FanDuel. On FanDuel, the lineup now looks like Buehler, Freeman, Nunez, Hernandez, Zobrist, and Hanley. We now have 29-33 remaining for two outfield spots and a shortstop, and that makes things just a little bit easier.
Yes, that certainly makes things easier for us there. I personally kind of like Jackie Bradley Jr. still at $2,500. I think that that's going to be something that we should consider just to make sure that we have enough for a good shortstop and another outfielder. Because I do like Boston Red Sox tonight. I think that they will get to Trevor Cahill.
That gives us a possibility of playing Chris Taylor at shortstop if there's another outfielder in the $2,700 range that you'd be okay with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there certainly will be, by the time the lineups lock. I think that at this point we could play Yasiel Puig if we want to continue with the Dodgers stack. That's Chris Towers' Dong Chaser's pick. At $2,800, I think he makes some sense. And then Josh Reddick at $2,700. It's not the best matchup and hitting environment against Garrett Richards out there in California, but it's someone that is certainly worth a roster spot on FanDuel.
As you can tell from listening to this, this is definitely a tournament-only night. I'm not particularly excited about cash games tonight. Our FanDuel, how do you like this in a tournament, though? Walker Buehler, Freddie Freeman, Eduardo Nunez, Kike Hernandez, Chris Taylor, Ben Zobrist, Jackie Bradley, Yasiel Puig, and Hanley Ramirez.
I like it a lot. Let's go Dodgers against left-handed pitching.
Let's get back to DraftKings here, where we've got Sale, Bueller, Hanley, Kike, Turner, and Zobrist. We have $38.75 remaining per player. Do we want to try to get Matt Kemp into our lineup?
Yeah, I think we should get some Matt Kemp in there, especially since we don't have Caleb Smith in this lineup. We're kind of really banking on the Dodgers playing well tonight, and I like Matt Kemp, and we don't have any exposure yet.
And then if you plug Eduardo Nunez in at shortstop to kind of match up with what we did on FanDuel, that leaves you enough money for one good outfielder. Who's your top outfielder on this slate?
Top outfielder on the slate is going to be Mookie Betts if we can afford him. At 5,700, I know it's an expensive price tag, but it's a very, very good hitting environment for him there at Fenway. So, you know, with price not an issue, it's going to be Mookie Betts for sure.
There will absolutely be a $2,600 catcher that is starting tonight. I'm not sure which one it's going to be. I think there's a chance it's probably going to be the Angels catcher against Verlander, and you are truly punting in that situation. You're not expecting any fantasy points, but thankfully you don't get negatives for strikeouts. That would give us a lineup of Sale and Bueller, Angels catcher, Hanley, Hernandez, Turner, Nunez, Zobrist, Kemp, and Betts.
I like that a lot. You know, offensively, I'm totally fine punting the catcher position because we have a lot of firepower, you know, offensively there and, you know, pitching. That's two of the probably the best pitchers on the slate after Verlander.
Yeah, I think it absolutely is. And it puts you in a situation where you're going right back to a right-handed Dodgers stack that I can't imagine anybody has the stomach to do that again tonight.
Right. No, I think that it's a really contrarian approach to this slate, as contrarian as you can get on a five-game slate. And it's one that I'm pretty excited to use because I do love these Dodgers against left-handed pitching.
This feels a lot like an old-fashioned Thursday slate. It's not, though, because tomorrow's Thursday, and we'll talk to you again.
Wait. I want to bring something up here before we...
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That was a really good close, you know?
Yeah, it was one of your better
all
ones.
Over.
Yeah. I have a lineup here that include on DraftKings that includes Chris Sale, Ozzie Albies, Chris Bryant, Trey Turner, and JD Martinez. Got Sale, Albies, Bryant, Turner, and JD Martinez. Do you want to know the other pitcher I used to make this happen? I also have Ben Zobrist and Yasiel Puig in there.
Brandon McCarthy?
Garrett Richards. Should I be?
Okay.
Yeah, the Astros are not unbeatable. Their lineup is, it's good, but it's not optimal. It's not, you know, performing at its peak right now.
They are very cold.
Yeah,
they've
had
two bad games in a row.
Yeah, and I think, Richards is a good pitcher. I like this lineup. It's got some sluggers in there that I feel good about with good matchups. Except Trey Turner might get right
It will
now.
Be contrarian, right, Mike?
Yes, it will.
Yeah, I mean, Trey Turner is a big part of it, so if they get rained out, that's going to change things, but.
You are going
to,
yeah, that's the key, is Washington actually playing baseball today.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. It's going to be a big one. All right, Heath, you can close it now.
Well, I already did, and I hope you liked that outro, because this one is going to suck.